just want to say before Rabbi Yisrael Berger on the Kedoshei Dayanim to stand with Rabbi Yisrael Berger Zeh Batzad of Rezrocha managed to get on the bed in all the years. As we're saying, we're getting together tonight to hear Divrei Hesed. The goal is not just to be astounded by the greatness of Adam Godel. So we all owe Rav Nissim Karel's tremendous hakaros atoif. Because tremendous amount, I can't go into further now, we don't have time. But over the years, so many important decisions for the Kila were made by him. And very often it was counterintuitive, things that looked like if we go with him, it's not going to work out. But the bottom line of every decision that he made was what we heard till now. Yashris, you go to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you do what's Yosha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take care of it. It looks like you go this way, it's not going to happen, it's too complicated. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one that you have to be with. If we're with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, everything works out. And that's what meant the Shoyish, the Siyat Yishimaya, from every little prat, which I'm not going to get involved in right now, in the Kilo here in Beit Shemesh, with myself. This is a guiding line. Just want to say one other thing about trying to take these things. You see this great godless down to our level a little bit. Chazanish writes that when a person works on his midas, you have two ways of attacking the midas. You can go a specific midah, you have a problem with caste, you work on caste, you have a problem with taiva, covered, work individually, which is one malach. He says it's another malach. You attack the shoyrish, you attack the root of the problem. And he says that the root of everything is a lathe, where a person's heart is, where he's focused on, how does he look at himself, how does he look on life. If he has a clarity of what life is all about, then everything fits into place and all the meters fit into place. And if he doesn't, it's very hard because you can superficially work on this meter, but the lathe is always going the wrong direction. And he describes the person with the lathe toiv as a person who is always mefakish or ha'emes. He's always looking for the truth in life. What am I? What am I here for? And when he looks for the truth, he comes out who's seeing the beauty of chayei netzach. How sweet eternal life is. That's what we're really here for, eternal life. Eternal life. And chayei shor, the things that are the day-to-day things, the mundane things, really have no value. That's where it is. And that's what Nissim Karel, so we heard. He wasn't running out for power. He wasn't running out for fame. Other rabbi, he was so nichvel a kelim, because he talked. But he was running after the emes of life. The emes of life is to see that the beautiful world that HaKadosh Baruch Hu set up for us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave me two parts. He gave me my guf, gave me my neshama. Which one am I going to let run my life? Is it going to be my neshama or my guf? You have the famous Mishnah. Ezo chochom, ezo gibor, ezo osher. You could say long schmooze about this. But that was his whole life. He got it right. Ezo chochom. What does the average person think? A chochom is a person who's saying big drushes, great sermons, he's a great speaker, he could show his wisdom. Chazal said the exact opposite. The chochom is haloimed. A person who realized, my whole life is about absorbing more and more. All the stories we heard before, that was his life. Loimed, if he learned from the Chazanish, the Hanhogas, of how to go directly into the emes of the sugya without getting caught up with other person. Hanhogas of the Chazanish have mapped himself completely to every individual, every unfortunate person. The way he went to the stories we heard from the Bezdin, he wasn't there to give his opinion. He was there to learn up what the person, what the people in front of him were saying. In the middle, he was able to pay attention to what the truth is. When he was talking to a person, he was a loimit and wanted to hear from him what's really bothering him, what he's sensitive to, and that way he could be sensitive to him. This is something we learn for ourselves. Is our life about showing other people what we know, or is our life about whether we're in the sugyas hashas, trying to do what we can, not to put my mind into the sugya, but to see what the sugya is telling me? And it's not only the sugya, the gemara, the sugya, the chayim, the things that come my way in my life, interactions I have in life, What could I learn? There's no get to my wife, to my children, my friends. Instead of me telling them what I want and what I need, is Haloy Vidi Kalodim. Says, the stories like we mentioned once before. But this, everything that happens in my life is something I can learn from. And that's why he went through life. Everything that's going on in my life is something I can learn from and use it as a way of doing the Derech Hashem, Derech my Neshoma, and not Derech Hagus. And that was a terrible thing. Eizah Osho Samer V'chelko, a tremendous Samer V'chelko he had in his life. He had nothing in his life physically. His house, his bed, he lived on the same bed for 60 years. They didn't have air conditioning till the Takonos Nefoshes have air conditioning in Bnei Brak. And they were never missing anything because that's it. What is life? What is the emes? Is Chai Netzach Chai Yeshua? If it's Chai Netzach, then I'm a Hanami. All these things are trivial. Doesn't make much of a difference to me what the house looks like and how comfortable it isn't comfortable. Because the comfort I have is coming from the fact that once again, I can use what I have as opportunities to serve Hashem. And I appreciate what Hashem gave me. Hashem gave me my needs. What do I need more than that? And that was his kavan in Tzitzkialov and in Aces also. Don't try to cop something. Be happy with what you have. Don't do tricks. Because if you do the yashris, v'derech Hashem, you'll see you'll have the siyata shemayim. We heard many stories. I'm not going to add stories because we're going to hear a lot more. But these are things for us to take for ourselves in our own lives. Whether it be like we're saying in chokhmah, in relation to our nechosim, what we have, our physical things we have, to be happy with what we have. Israel Giva, Kodesh is Yisrael, the same thing. What's happening? If somebody insults me, or somebody doesn't talk nicely to me, or somebody gets me angry, is that coming from my neshama, my chai olam, or is that coming from my chai shor? Let me have, if I'm doyish emes, then I see in 1 second, it's talking from chai shor, so it shouldn't bother me. And he has situations in his life that people, I didn't want to get involved in, but he never let it even touch him, because he was focused. This is something each one on our level could take for ourselves. That we're being exposed and have been exposed and we've been netted from this Adam Godel the Tzaddik who got it right. He worked on himself till he got to the point that his lave was clear, looking for the emes in the life, looking for the emes in every situation, looking, having that clarity. Is this nogea to my chai oilam, therefore it's important, or it's nogea to my chai shor and has no value? We should be zoyza to listen to these stories that we're hearing, and we'll hear more Mitzvah Shem, but say, not just say, wow, a dazzling thing, I see this Adam Godel, it's something I can do on my level, in my own life, build up little by little, that lay story, and if we have that lay story, everything in life is wonderful. All my relationships with people is wonderful, because I'm just out there for them, I'm not out there for myself. The chokhmah I learn has more clarity, because I don't have to turn everything around according to my chokhmah. I'm out to understand the chokhmah Hashem, and everything I have in life, I'm satisfied, satiated, sameach with it, because I know that everything is from my Kodesh Baruch Hu, my Goyim Hashem. Should be zoyta, like we're saying, this is the big hakos the toiv we could do, is try to take this, and if we do it, we're going to see how sweet it is. He was the happiest person. You can meet always calm, sedate, like everybody said, in every situation, because he had focus. I'm with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm Oyvid Hashem, and I recognize the faith that Hashem gave me, I'm going to use them properly. We do so, Mitzvah Hashem, it would be tremendous.